Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here. In this video, we're going to take a look at remote website administration using IIS7's delegated administration functionality. Delegated administration will work either in a shared hosting environment or in a dedicated hosting environment. Now, if you had a dedicated server, that means that you have unrestricted, unshared administrative access to the Windows server that is being used to serve up your web applications. So that means you could use RDC, Remote Desktop Connection, and just RDC into that box, enter the admin username and password, and perform administrative functionality on that box just as if you were sitting at the keyboard that was physically plugged into it. In a shared hosting environment, however, we don't want that to be the case. We don't want all of the users that have shared accounts on that Windows server to be able to log into the box physically as administrator and do whatever they want on that box, because they might make administrative changes that adversely affect the websites that I'm hosting on that box or that other users in the shared pool are hosting on that box. So in a dedicated server environment, it becomes a matter of convenience to use delegated authentication. On a shared hosting environment, it becomes a matter of not only convenience but security. So if you're not familiar with all of the power of IIS7 and using the IIS7 manager, I highly recommend that you go to learn.iis.net, which is the website that you're looking at. It's a great resource for learning all about the features and the functionality that are available in IIS7 and how to administer it through the IIS manager. What we have here is a Windows Server 2008 Enterprise box set up, configured to run IIS7. Let's go ahead and fire up the IIS manager. Take a look at the web sites that we're running right here. So this is, I've just freshly set up this box, and this is the IIS instance running on this Windows 2008 server. And you can see here that I have access to all kinds of information in my IIS instance. So I can do things like set database connection strings in the config files. I can specify security keys, trust levels. I can set up default handler mappings. So if I want to, you know, add additional functionality from third parties, what have you, I can do that. Set the default document. Whatever I want, I can manipulate the functionality of IIS7 here in the IIS manager. But what I want to do is configure this box for delegated administration, the ability to install the IIS Manager client on a Windows XP or a Windows Vista machine and use that machine to administer this IIS instance. So in order to do that, I'm going to go down here, I'm going to choose this item, Management Service, and I'm going to double click on it. Now, understand that you'd only do this yourself if you were setting up a server for a shared hosting environment or for you to use in a dedicated hosting environment, but you wanted to use delegated administration. Otherwise, the shared hosting provider that you select will set this up for you. So you notice here at the top of this box, there's an item that says Enable Remote Connections. Now, in order for us to do that, I'm going to need to stop the server. Now that entry box is enabled, so I'm going to select Enable Remote Connections. The other thing I want to do here is I'm also going to select this credential specification. So you can say that you only want people to be able to administer IIS through delegated administration if they have Windows credentials for this box, but that means that they actually have to have a Windows account on this machine. The other option is, in addition to Windows credentials, to allow folks to have IIS manager credentials. And that can be advantageous because they don't actually have to have a Windows account on the server. So I'm going to enable that as well. Once I've done that, I'm going to click Apply and then Start the server. And now we've enabled delegated administration through the management service. Now, another thing before we leave the server here and hop over to the client, I'm going to double click on IIS Manager users, and these are the users that are not Windows users, but that are going to connect through delegated administration to this IIS instance. So let's go ahead and add one here, and I'll add myself and a password. Click OK, and my user is added. Now let's back up. Notice down here, there's also this item, IIS Manager Permissions. This is where you set the specific permissions for users that are configured as IIS managers. So let's double click there. Now you'll note here, if you look over in the alert section here, it says permissions for IIS manager cannot be granted at the server level. Navigate to a specific site or application to grant permissions that allow an IIS manager user or users to connect to the site or application. So this is an important distinction. What this means is that when I specify an IIS manager user, they don't get to administer the server itself. They only get to administer particular websites or applications in those websites. So in our case, we're going to enable this for default. And I'm going to allow a user. It's going to be an IIS manager user. And I'm going to select Joe Stagner. So what I just did was say that the user we created, Joe Stagner, now has permissions to manage the default website on this web server instance. So we should be good to go. Now we can switch over to my Windows XP box and we can configure the client there to connect to this server and with the credentials that we just created perform management tasks on my website on this IIS server. So I've switched over to a client machine, and from this machine we're going to connect to the Windows 2008 server that we just configured and execute delegated administration against the IIS 7 instance there. This particular machine happens to be running Windows XP with Service Pack 3 installed. You can do delegated administration from a machine running Windows XP with Service Pack 2 or greater and the .NET Framework 2.0 installed, or from a Windows Vista machine. Now, if we're doing development work on this local machine, it's to our advantage to be running Windows Vista, because Windows Vista, like the server that we're executing against, runs IIS 7. Windows XP runs IIS 5.1, so if I were actually doing development work on this Windows XP machine, I wouldn't be able to take advantage of the advanced features of IIS 7. But I'm using Windows XP in this case just to demonstrate that I can do delegated administration from a Windows XP machine. If this machine doesn't look like your average Windows XP installation, it's just because I've installed the Zune theme that's available for download from Microsoft.com downloads, and the IIS 7 wallpaper, which is also available for download from the IIS.net website. As I mentioned, this Windows XP installation is running IIS 5.1. If we go to Administrative Tools and Internet Information Services, you can see here that we're running against the local computer, and in fact, the version is IIS 5.1. But there's no way in this version of the IIS manager to connect to a site remotely over HTTP or HTTPS. So we'll need to install the IIS 7 manager on this Windows XP machine in order to use delegated administration. Let's fire up Internet Explorer. If I go to localhost here, you can see that I have a page in place that tells us that we're navigating to the localhost instance of IIS, and just for comparative sake, let's navigate to the Windows Server 2008 IIS 7 box that we just configured, and you can see here that I've got the default IIS 7 page with some added content that tells me that this isn't just any old IIS 7 box, this is the Windows Server 2008 box that we just configured. So we can navigate there, even though we're not using a fully qualified domain name, because I've developed this emulated shared hosting environment here in my own office. So, in order to install the IIS 7 manager, we're going to have to go to the IIS.net website. And here, I've navigated to learn.iis.net. And here in the table of contents, we want to select Managing and Maintaining IIS 7. And then in the drop-down, we want to select this option, Managing IIS 7 Remotely. And then here, in this section, we want to select next to the last item, Remote Manager for Windows 2003, XP, and Vista SP1. When I choose that, I get to an area where I can download the Remote Manager. Now, one of the things I want to point out here is that depending on which version of Windows, XP or Vista, you're installing the Remote Manager on, there's a full set of instructions on this page in terms of what the qualifications are, what the prerequisites are for the version of the operating system that you're using. So you want to make sure you don't just download and go ahead and install this, but actually read the documentation that's here on this page. In our case, we're running the 32-bit version of Windows XP, so I'm going to go ahead and click on the download link.
go ahead and download the iNet Manager i386 MSI file. And it's just under 2 megs, so it's a really quick download. And then I'm going to go ahead and run it. Accept the license agreement. Click Next. And notice that the directory indicates, as well as the messaging, that this is specific to IIS 7 management. So that's it. We're installed, and now we can go ahead and execute the IIS manager and start our connection process to our remote Windows 2008 server. So let's go to the Start menu, All Programs. We can see that the IIS 7 manager has been installed, so let's fire it up. Here you can see that the IIS 7 manager recognizes the local IIS instance, but we want to connect to the IIS 7 instance on the Windows 2008 server that we just configured. And you'll recall that when we set up the management service and we enabled remote connections, one of the choices we had to make was what kind of identity credentials we would support for delegated administration. In our case, we chose both Windows credentials and IIS Manager credentials, and we set up an IIS Manager credentials account in my name, Joe Stagner. One other thing that we had to select was the port number that remote connections would be executed on. And we just kept the default of 8172, so we can use 8172 as the port that we connect to that server on. Now, there are two different ways that we can connect remotely using the IIS 7 manager. We can connect either to a server or to a site. Now, you'll recall when we set up the account, Joe Stagner, the IIS manager credentials account, we couldn't do it at the server level. We had to specify a website that that IIS manager credentials account would be authorized for. So if we're connecting to a website, we can use the IIS manager credentials accounts. But if we're just going to connect to the server itself, then we need to use a Windows account that is present on the server that we're connecting to, in our case, the Windows 2008 Enterprise server. So let's begin by creating a connection to the server, and the server name, Joe Web Server 08, and the port number is important. So if you put the correct server name in but omit the port number, you're not going to get a successful connection. So I'll add the port number, 8172, click Next. This is asking for my credentials. And remember, because we're connecting directly to the server, we need to provide credentials for an account that exists on the Windows server we're connecting to. Now, I'm going to use the administrator account, but you probably want to set up a service account if you're going to let your users connect in this manner. So I'll enter the username, administrator, and the password for my administrator. And I get this message that says the certificate was issued to a different server. That's okay. This is a default certificate configured when I set up the machine and it doesn't match the URL. That's okay because this is a test environment. If this happens in your production environment, you want to make sure that things are okay and that this doesn't represent a potential security problem. So I'll just leave the default connection name, and we're successfully connected. So actually, if we expand that server, you can see we have the application pools, the default website, and since we only have a default website, that's all that's here at the moment. If we click here, we can look at all of the settings for that particular website. We could do things like add or change connection strings. Basically, here we have full administrative privileges against the default website on this machine, as well as the IIS instance itself, right? So we can create a global connection string here, for example. We can go into any of the settings that are available for this IIS instance. For the sake of completeness, let's go ahead and connect directly to the default website on the Windows Server 2008 machine that we configured using IIS Manager credentials. So to do that, I'm going to right-click and say connect not to a server this time, but connect to a site. Now the server name is going to be the same. It's going to be the Joe Web Server 08. And of course we need the port number 8172 as well. But here we're going to connect directly to a website because we're going to use the IIS manager credentials that we set up for Joe Stagner rather than a Windows account on that server. So let's go ahead and enter the site name. Now, we're just going to connect to the default website. If we were doing this in a true shared hosting environment, we could actually connect to the domain name that we had set up for that account. So we're just going to connect to the default website. Now, here the credentials that we're entering are not a Windows account on the Windows 2008 server, but these are going to be the IIS manager credentials that we set up. So we set up an account for my name, Joe Stagner, and I'm going to enter the password for that account. And notice that we just connected successfully. We just leave the name default website. And here, we're connected again. Notice we're connected to the Joe Web Server 08, but here, we don't have access to the server. We only have access to the particular website that we specified that we wanted to connect to. And then again, we have access to things like the connection string or all of the types of things you would expect to be able to administer against that particular website that's running in the IIS instance. Let's review what we've accomplished. We've set up a Windows 2008 server and configured IIS 7 and the IIS 7 management service to enable remote connections. We've told IIS 7 that those remote connections can authenticate either with Windows credentials, so Windows accounts on that Windows 2008 machine, or with IIS 7 manager credentials. And in fact, we created an account for me in the IIS manager credentials collection. Then on the client, we downloaded and installed the IIS 7 manager, and we created connections from our client machine to our server machine, first by connecting with Windows credentials directly to the server, and then secondly by connecting to the default website on the Windows 2008 server using the IIS manager credentials account that we created. The very interesting thing about this is that this gives us a way to let folks administer their IIS 7 websites without granting them administrative privileges on the server itself. And of course, this can be done over the internet, uses SSL, so we get the security of encryption in that communication, but it's done over HTTP, so it's a firewall-friendly mechanism for doing this. There's one more thing that I want to show you. What we've done so far is using the default features of IIS on the server and the IIS manager on the client. But the IIS team has created a collection of interesting additions to the functionality for IIS 7. So what happens if we install one of those sets of features on IIS 7? How do we administer those new extended features from the IIS 7 manager on our client? Well, let's find out. So I'm back here on my Windows 2008 server, and what I want to do is I want to extend the functionality that I get out of the box with IIS 7 by adding one of the extensions that is created by the IIS team. So I'm going to go to the IIS.net website, and in fact, I'm going to go to the extensions subdirectory where I'll find a repository of interesting extensions that have been built and made available by the IIS team. Now, there's a whole collection here, and you might want to use some of them or all of them. But in our case, for demonstration purposes, I'm going to scroll down to the server management section, and we're going to look at a couple that I use regularly here, the administration pack and the database manager. Now, at the time of this recording, they're currently in community technology preview. Hopefully by the time that you watch this video, they will have been officially released, but I've been using the CTP versions successfully and had no problems at all, so it's up to you whether or not you want to use the CTP versions in your production work. So I'm going to click on the administration pack, and the reason that I'm choosing the administration pack is that the administration pack comes with a whole collection of new features, but the one that I'm particularly interested in right now is the IIS reporting functionality. So I'm going to go ahead and click on download for the x86 version because I'm running the 32-bit version of Windows Server 2008. I'm going to save that to my local desktop, and it's a real quick download. Then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to install it, accept the license terms, and I'm just going to choose complete install to install all of the features. Now I can fire up the IIS manager and look at our website, and now you can see that there's this new functionality that's installed for IIS reports. In fact, there's a whole collection of new administrative capability that's built into the IIS manager here on our local Windows server. Of course, this doesn't help the remote administrator, so we'll need to go back over to the Windows XP machine and see what the experience is like for folks that are doing delegated administration of their IIS 7 websites. Okay, we're back on our remote workstation. Let's go back to the IIS 7 manager, fire that up, and let's connect to the default website back over on our Windows 2008 server. So enter my credentials. We get that certificate message again. We're familiar with that. But now we get a very interesting pop-up. Notice here that the instant we connect, IS7 Manager communicates with the IS7 instance that we connected to, and the IS7 instance on the server tells us, hey, there's some new functionality. Would you like to be able to administer that new functionality from here inside IS Manager over delegated administration? So the actual message says, there are new features available on the server to which you are connecting. Select the assemblies that you want to download and install that support these new features. And so we have the assembly name as well as some detailed information about what we can administer with these additional plugins. So, for example, if you look at the second one here, it says IIS reports, and that's particularly the thing that I was interested in. So we're going to go ahead and select both of those, and I'm going to click OK. And what happens here is they're automatically, the assemblies are downloaded, and they're integrated with the IIS Manager instance here on my local client, and now you can see that the IIS reports option is now available in the local instance of the IIS Manager. So I can double-click on the IIS reports, and here we haven't done anything with this server, so there isn't data available, but now I'm able to evaluate the IIS reports for the default website that I'm connected to. So notice that this works not only at the server level, but at the individual website level. So that's a really interesting feature because it means that whenever you add new functionality to your IIS instance or the shared hosting provider that you've chosen adds new functionality to the IIS instances that they provide you with, that IIS Manager on your remote client machine will automatically be updated to allow you to administer that new functionality through delegated administration. So that's it. Hopefully that illustrates for you what a rich and seamless remote administration experience that delegated administration provides using IIS7 and the IIS7 Manager.